Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about the virtue of frequent and abundant ablution, meaning making the wudu, the ablution, frequently and abundantly. As you know, the ablution is one of the ritual acts of ibadat in Islam. It has been prescribed and has been, legislated as an obligation which we must perform before certain other rites, like, for example, the ritual prayer or the tawaf, the circling of the Holy Kaaba during the pilgrimage, and so on and so forth. In one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: O you who have faith, when you stand up for prayer, wash your faces and wash your hands up to the elbows, and wipe a part of your heads and your feet up to the ankles. If you are junub, in a state of ritual impurity, purify yourselves. But if you are sick or on a journey, or any of you has come from the toilet, or you have touched women and you cannot find water, then make tayammum with clean ground. Which is, unrelated to wudu, but actually related to the act of tayammum. In any case, wudu and ablution is not something which is specifically related and must be performed or can be performed during these times. A person can perform wudu and ablution at any time he wants, and it has reward and sawab. And in fact, the more we do this, the more will our sawab and our reward increase. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, perform ablution frequently, and Allah will increase your life. So one of the effects of performing ablution and wudu frequently and abundantly is that our lifespans will increase. And if you are able to be in a state of purity throughout the night and the day, then do so. And if you can, if you can be in a state of purity throughout the night and the day, then do so. For you, if you die in the state of purity, you will die as a martyr, which is, again, another one of the beautiful effects of having wudu all the time. That, if we can die in a state of ritual purity, then we will gain the same reward as the person gains who is a martyr on the path of God. And in this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also reported as having said, one who sleeps in a state of purity is as if he is praying the night prayers and is fasting. The person gets the same reward as he would get if he was performing the Salatul Layl, the night prayers, or is a person who is fasting. This is another one of the effects, or you might say one of the rewards, that a person gets if he performs wuzu and ablution abundantly. In fact, even if we have wudu, it's recommended and it has reward to perform wudu over the wudu. It's famous that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Al-wudu'u ala al-wudu, nurun ala nur. Ablution upon ablution is light upon light. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of frequent and abundant ablution in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.